Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, my man Max 611's mind's like a weapon. Big brother R, all the new brothers in R. New York, we walk the walk and we talk the talk. Got some serious sports fans who bark from the heart. Sophisticated talk for your modern day fan. Your number one resource for your fantasy draft. The illest sports show, all you cats got to know. Already we the greatest, imitators got to go. We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to shake the stage, to hear us out of space. Where opinions are expressed, with rugged intellect. Put it down to represent, for the team we love the best. The Knicks, the Giants, the Yankees, the Mets. The Johnnies, the Orangemen, the Huskies, the Jets. And yes, the Islanders, the Devils, and Rangers. When the East is in the house, oh my God, danger.
We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to start the convo that'll keep you up to date. Yeah, we in the paint, got the game on smash. Put the whole sports world on blast. We in the paint, getting high, cause we turning up a notch. On the streets with the realest sports talk. We in the paint, meet me at Centerfield tonight. Keep it real, nothing sweet, nothing nice. We in the paint.
In the paint, the realest show in sports. Every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The call-in number is 347-426-3634. Starring Mark Cunningham as Max at 11 and Rodney Jones as Big Brother R.
All right, here we go. It's Friday night. We are in the paint, the realest talk in sports. Calling number 347-426-3634. I'm going to give you those digits once again. 347-426-3634. Anybody that calls in, you don't have to just listen. You can participate by hitting 1 on your dial pad, and we'll bring you into the live panel discussion. Good evening once again. My name is Rodney Jones. I'm your host and moderator, and joining me is a man that created in the paint. That would be Mr. Mark A. Cunningham, also known on Twitter as Mac611. What's up, brother man?
What's up? NBA tonight, lots of player movement, I
see. Yeah, that officially starts, the free agency officially starts at midnight tonight. So we'll see from that point. Going further, we'll see a lot. I'm sure we'll see a lot of activity. I heard some crazy numbers as far as super max contracts goes. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight, all basketball tonight. You understand? We're riding in your lane tonight, Mr. Max 611.
Yes, sir.
You know? So with that being said, let's get it started, shall we? First thing on the docket is Utah Jazz guard / forward Gordon Hayward opting out of his deal and thus becoming a free agent. I like this kid. He can ball. He's pretty good. You understand? I like this kid. My thing, and I got to tell you my first impression, what a shame. Just as I think that Utah is kind of turning a corner and,
right,
and becoming more competitive in the Western
right.
Conference, they are dealt with this type of blow. What a shame. What a shame.
Right.
You're going to lose a talent such as Gordon Hayward. And now I guess it's just going to be basically Rudy Gobert. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now that Hayward has opted out, I see a lot of people on our Facebook page, which is called The Real in Sports Talk in the Paint. We always talk sports 24/7. We got a lot of members join if you have Facebook. I've seen a lot of comments, not really a lot, but a few comments, and everybody's pretty much agreed that he would be a perfect fit with the Boston Celtics. Well, what's your take on that?
I think he would. I would hate the hell out of it because I hate the hell out of the Boston Celtics. But on the real, I do like the way they play. I like Brad Stevens, the coach. I like a mm-hmm. lot of their players.
Uh-huh.
They play a nice, exciting team brand of ball, you know.
Right.
And Gordon Hayward would help that. You know, he would take a lot of burden mm-hmm. off of Isaiah Thomas. If Boston doesn't trade him, and they
mm-hmm.
you know they keep him for the coming
mm-hmm.
years, because I think
right.
His free agency is coming up soon as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
You know, Gordon Hayward is an all-around player, you know. He
yeah.
can play the one, two, or the three. You know, wherever you put him, he's that talented. He's that type of guy where the ball can be in his hands and he can be a facilitator or he can be a scorer. And he's a, you know, he's a really, he's a good three-point shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So his talents would fit that offense.
Mm-hmm.
I heard also he's talking to Miami and another team. He goes to Miami,
mm.
that's a nice pickup for Miami as well. Boston
mm-hmm.
hasn't announced whether they're talking to him or not, and Gordon hasn't announced that he's talking to Boston either, but that would
okay.
be the right
That'd be the right fit. Okay.
Right. And like you said, Utah would take a hit. I like what they did
mm.
last year and you know, the previous
right.
year. They're getting better, they got a nice coach, they have a solid roster, like you said, Rudy Gobert is going to be, he's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Just to add on to the Utah story, they just made a trade for Ricky Rubio from Minnesota. They gave up a draft pick for him.
Right.
And I, you know, I'm not a Ricky Rubio fan
mm-hmm.
per se, but you can't knock a guy that gets 10 assists. I mean, he has his deficiencies. He doesn't play particularly good on the ball defense, and he's not a good shooter, but he's
mm-hmm.
a great facilitator, and he,
mm-hmm.
you know, he gets 10 assists. I've always said
right.
his game is cute. If maybe maybe Utah can say, look, Gordon, we got Ricky Rubio to show up the point guard spot. Stay.
Mm-hmm.
He can make the most money in Utah.
Okay.
You know, so we'll see where he goes, but like I said, I like that move if he goes to Boston, although I don't like it, you know.
I hear you. It's kind of like a catch 22 for you. Let me talk about this real quick. If that move does happen,
right.
You know, with Hayward going to Boston, is that a legitimate threat to the Cleveland Cavaliers? Let's discuss this briefly.
It depends on what Cleveland does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cleveland
mm-hmm.
is also looking to make some moves. Definitely,
mm.
it definitely makes Cleveland look harder at Boston and take them more seriously
mm-hmm.
because they, you know, they went through them rather easily
mm-hmm.
once, you know, unfortunately, Isaiah Thomas had the death of
right.
his sister to deal with, as well as
right.
the injury he had to knock him out
mm-hmm.
of that series. Maybe that series
mm-hmm.
is different if Isaiah's playing without, you know, the
mm-hmm.
death of his sister on his in his mind and in his heart. And,
mm-hmm.
you know,
true.
And still, he came to play. He came to work, even though he had to deal with that. And shout out to Isaiah. I love Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, brother, in losing, you know, your sister. Sorry for your
yes,
loss.
Yes,
and
yes.
the injury also, because I wanted to see, you know, I want to see competitive basketball. I want to see people take other teams to the limit. You know, Cleveland is basically in the playoffs. They get to walk through it till they get
basically.
To the finals.
Exactly. Well said, brother. You know, yeah, just like you said, I'm thinking, you know, we all know that Cleveland is going to try to make moves, a move or two, okay,
right.
at least, you know. But
and they
I'm
lost
thinking,
their GM.
What if now if they stand pat, that you know the way the team is currently constructed, which I think would be
mm-hmm.
a definite fatal blow to them trying to win a championship against Golden State. But you know they're going to meet again, of course.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, but it would just be a blow to them. And their invincibility in the East will be severely challenged by
mm-hmm.
by Boston if they can pick up a guy like Gordon Hayward, definitely. You understand?
Right.
So this is going to be fun watching this. I'm not too crazy about the numbers and salary stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it will
mm-hmm.
be kind of fun to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into what's next on the list. Now... The L.A. Clippers, they made a huge trade. They traded their point guard Chris Paul to the Houston Rockets.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I think the Clippers got back Patrick Beverly, draft mm-hmm. pick, and somebody else I think they got as well.
Yeah, they got Lou Williams. They got back. They got Lou Williams.
Lou Williams. Okay. Some people say that the Clippers got a pretty good deal out of this. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really big on. I mean, Beverly's okay. Lou Williams, he can score, but I'm not too sold on him. You know.
Right.
They
didn't get back fit. Yeah. They didn't get back fair value.
No.
But it also depends on. The Clippers are in flux. They breaking that team up.
That as well as they should. As well they should because they're to me. No, really, because to me their heart got taken away.
Right.
And it culminated last year in the series against the Utah Jazz. And I think that we kind of called that because we were like, okay, you know, we've always mentioned about how the Clippers have no heart. And they
mm-hmm.
have all the talent in the world, but they can never get it together. I believe, perhaps you feel the same way, they have no heart. That's just what it is. So it's time to break up that team. Once the season ended for them and without no championship rings, anything, or a title, I said, this is a wrap for them. You know, you got a great coach, you got great talent, and you still can't put it together. You can't even get to the championship round. You understand?
Right.
For your own conference. That makes no sense whatsoever for all that.
Right. Well,
so with that being said.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry. No, please, I insist.
I was going to say that, you know, with the way the salary structures are, you can only give a guy a five-year deal if he's your free agent. And if you bring somebody a free agent in, you can only give him 4 years at the max. So you really have a short time to get your team to the championships, you know. And how long were they together? 6 years, I believe.
Yeah.
5 to 6 years,
something like that.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Since they got Chris Paul, and you know, you're not going to get fair value for a superstar a lot of times unless you trade superstar for superstar, and that wasn't the case in this deal.
Yeah, well, that's glaringly apparent. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But like you said, now, you know, I guess it's come to the point now where, you know, the Clippers, it's like the state of flux. What's going to happen? You know, I'm sure that's not the, you know, we got to watch the status on Blake Griffin. You know
as well as
his standing. Mm-hmm.
Right. And as well as DeAndre Jordan, because they put him on a trading block a couple weeks ago, like a week or
mm-hmm.
so ago.
Right. Do you think he'll be a big loss if they do trade him?
Who?
DeAndre.
Defensively.
I don't really see it as a big. You think it's a big loss like that?
Yeah. Well, you know, he's a top shot blocker and a top rebounder. You're gonna miss that. You know
mm-hmm.
how I feel about his offensive game and his free throw shooting. Him and Dwight Howard play similarly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
all they do, they block shots, they
mm-hmm.
rebound, and they catch lobs and dunks and putbacks.
Yeah.
I think mm-hmm. Dwight is a little more skilled offensively than DeAndre, but
a little bit.
Those two guys, there aren't too many guys like them left in the league, and
mm-hmm.
The people that play center, you know, they play outside. They shoot long jumpers and threes. And those two can't do that. And he's going to face,
mm-hmm.
you're one-dimensional or two-dimensional because you rebound and block shots.
Mm-hmm.
He might become a journeyman.
If he does, it's not surprising. It's my argument. I don't think that he'll be missed like that. You know, I get what you're saying, but
mm-hmm.
I don't really feel he's that big of a difference maker in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? I could be considered wrong, but to me, he'd be a little bit more easier to replace than a guy like Blake Griffin.
I agree with you. Blake
you know
Griffin
what I'm saying?
Be hard to replace.
Yeah,
he does a
if
lot.
If they move him,
right?
Mm-hmm. If they decide to move him,
would you?
You know
would
what
you
I mean?
Blake Griffin.
I probably would. I probably because what has you know having the Paul Griffin tandem gotten me? You understand? It's to the point. No, I'm being real. What has it gotten me? It's to the point where okay, this clearly is not working out. It's not working out. Has Blake really worked on his game to evolve to go to another a higher level? You understand? Has he?
Mm-hmm. Not really.
So no, he hasn't. So therefore, why am I holding on to you? You know, it's clearly not working. You might as well rebuild. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not a total rebuild, but you know, you got to have some type of rebuild. You understand?
Well, they're going to have to rebuild. What's this? J.J. Redick's a free agent. Jamal Crawford's a free agent. Did Doc cut his son? Because I'm not clear on that. He didn't cut him, but he's going to cut him?
I don't think so. Right. Yeah, I don't think he cut him, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Listen to I just got to... Oh, wow. Oh, you ready for this one?
Yes,
this
sir.
This is breaking. Paul George just got traded to the OKC Thunder.
Who? What was that?
I said Paul George just got traded to the OKC Thunder.
Word him up for real? Oh, I like that deal.
I just saw the notification right across my phone. It just popped up.
Well, what do you think of that?
I'm floored right now. I'm floored. I kind of like that. Even though you know I'm kind of like you know on your side of thinking that. You know, he's not a superstar. He's a good player. He's a very good player.
Right.
But he's not a superstar. Perhaps he could be Robin to Russell Westbrook's Batman for that team. You understand? So you have him. You have Russell. You have Victor Oladipo. Steven Adams, the center.
Mm-hmm.
What's my dude's name? Robeson. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, they might be able to do some things. You know, they might be able to do some things. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not, you know, Paul George isn't on the level that, like, Kevin Durant is, but, all right, maybe they could do some things together. What do you think about that?
Well, now they can play a little differently than how they played last year with
– True.
Remember when we talked on the show, I said what they were doing was they let Russell go chase rebounds. That's why he averaged, you know, over 10 rebounds a game.
Right.
Paul George is a really solid ball handler. He's also a good facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of things well. He's a good defender.
Okay.
He rebounds well for his position at small forward. And Russell won't have to wear himself out. Even though, you know, that dude is like
the
supreme athlete. So he,
right.
you know, he didn't wear himself out last year. But I don't think
mm-hmm.
he can do that for 3-4 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
continuously mm-hmm. playing at 150 miles an hour.
Nah.
But,
nah.
And their coach just has to tweak things a little. Russell,
mm-hmm.
you could play a little. Russell could now play off the ball a little bit. And you put the ball in Paul George's hands like they used to do when they had James Harden and when they had Durant, you know. And that's up to Russell to want to be coached that way. And the coach has to, you know, you got another piece on the chessboard.
Mm-hmm.
You got another piece who's a solid, powerful piece. And you got to put all your pieces in places to win. You know, you still got Oladipo, who I like.
Mm-hmm.
Now he doesn't have to be the second scorer.
Exactly. He'll fall back and be more comfortable.
Right, and he's also a solid defender, so he can – and he's also another guy who could facilitate as well. So you got chess moves, Cantor and Adams in the front court. I like those two guys. You know, Adams does all the dirty work, and Cantor is your stretch four. So there's a lot of ways they can play now. Sometimes you could play Paul George at the four. They still have the kid Robeson, who's a great defender coming off. Now he can come off the bench. It makes OKC a better overall team, and people, you know, people get moved back into their more natural roles. You know, Cantor doesn't have to score as much. He can be what he is, that guy that stretch four. And
there you go.
I like the deal. I told people
they traded him.
Right. Remember, I was telling people he wasn't going to L.A. He wasn't going to the Lakers. I told people Paul George wasn't going to no damn Lakers. Y'all Laker fans, y'all Laker fans was hyped. How y'all feeling now?
they can't feel too good. You know what I'm saying? They can't feel too good.
Right.
I mean, I just want to take a look and see if they have him. He still don't have it. Wow. That was breaking. You know? But all right, they don't have it yet on my feet, my news feed here. I'm sure it'll happen at some point. Let's move on. Let's talk about the Chicago Bulls waving Rajon Rondo after one season of play there.
Hold on.
Oh boy. Here comes the Mac special.
Oh boy. Here it comes. You know I
have it. Wow. That's
The Chicago Bulls are a mess. I didn't even tag our brother Dom. I didn't want to get him angry on his Friday night. I didn't tag him in the post when I posted that. Chicago's a mess. A mess. You trade Jimmy Butler. You cut Rajon Rondo. You left with an older, fading Dwayne Wade, who opted in for his money. I want to run and go slap the man, the GM, and the president and the coach. I just want to line them all up and run by and slap all of them.
Right. I feel you, man. Because that I was like, wow, after one damn season. You know, and just like you said, they that team is just dismantled. You got rid of Taj Gibson. You know, I liked his game. It made no sense. They have nothing. They have nothing now. And you have a coach that doesn't get it. He'll be fired soon. At some point, he'll be fired in the near future. It'll be amazing if he lasts the next season. I'll be amazed if he gets through the whole season next year. I really will. I'll be amazed. The unemployment line is his future. That's a certainty. That was bad. I just was like, okay. I mean, was it of Rajon's own doing? Was it with the coach? It was a combination of a lot of different factors. And unfortunately, it led to this. Could it have been a lot better? You damn straight, it could have been. It could have been a different story, and much more positive. But you know, this didn't happen, so there's a result of it right now. You know, do you think there's any chance of him latching on to another team, or is this it for his career?
No, it's listen. You know, I'm not enamored with who Rajon Rondo is as a person and how he conducts himself, both in the locker room and on the floor. but I don't take away that he is not a talented ball player. He is. He's got deficiencies in, you know, on the court. You know, he can't shoot. He can't make a free throw. He can't hit an outside shot to save his life. And for some reason, he has a attitude problem. He had one in Boston. It's just that you deal with his attitude because you win in a championship and you are upper echelon team like they were in Boston. But now what's happened since? He's been bouncing around. One, because of his attitude, and two, and also he had that injury. Two, injury. Three, you don't listen. You think you're the smartest person in the room. And you know, you got to tone some things down and listen to your bosses, who is your coach, Bajon. And you got to be a better teammate as well.
Exactly.
He's not a leader. I wouldn't follow Rajon Rondo to drink a glass of water.
Wow, damn. hey, listen, Mac. I got an update on that that whole Paul George to the Thunder, and apparently, just like I said, I got to find out they did trade Victor Oladipo and also Domantas Sabonis. They're going to Indiana. Both of those guys going to Indiana. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Dom just put that in the group. Several people just put it in the group.
Yeah, of course, of course. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we should be expecting calls from people. You would think so. But however, well, that's another matter. let's talk about NBA champion Andre Iguodala to meet with the San Antonio Spurs tonight. What is this about? You know what? I was thinking about this a lot today in regards to Iguodala.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is simply this. I really think he's trying to raise his price tag. That's what this is all about. He wants to figure out his market, market rate, and I understand that. But this guy, to me, he's not going anywhere. Why would you go? That'd be the most foolhardy thing to do. To go for a team that's competing for a championship every year. You know what I'm saying? For the next 2, 3, maybe perhaps even 4 years. Okay.
Go ahead.
No.
I mean,
I'm just saying,
he's going to San Antonio.
Okay. I like Iguodala. Don't get me wrong. I do. I think he's a hell of a talent. I don't think he was how he was when he first burst on the scene. I don't think he's that cornerstone piece. I think he's a great player, great coming off the bench, no doubt. And that's what he'll probably be doing in San Antonio. I get that. But I don't know. I don't think having him on San Antonio will be enough. I just don't.
Well, San Antonio is going to make another move. I think they might move Aldridge. But if they get Iguodala, it sort of takes away from Golden State because he's their Swiss Army knife. He's a guy, if you need somebody to lock down the 2 and the 3 position, Iggy does it. If you need someone to make a big shot, not saying Iguodala isn't the greatest 3-point shooter, but he makes he keeps you honest. He's also somebody who's a facilitator with the ball. He's a ball extra ball handler. That's why Steph and Clay can, you know, play off of him. But before he went to Golden State, this is a guy who averaged 20 points a game.
I know. I know.
5-6 assists. 7 rebounds, 6 rebounds. He was also part of Team USA. It's not like Iguodala's a slouch. Him going to San Antonio would be a good move. They need a live. He's a live body. Also, you know, he's athletic. Mm-hmm. San Antonio needs some athleticism. To go. And just think, he helps take the burden off of Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard has to sometimes Kawhi is guarding ones, twos, threes, sometimes fours. And to me, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge is a dog. He's a better version of Carlos Boozer to me. You know, he's a dude, he can get 20 points, he can get 10 rebounds, but he's fucking lazy as hell. And that's why he went to San Antonio, so he doesn't have to carry the burden. And you saw once Kawhi got hurt, did he carry the burden? No.
No.
So, no. You know, Iguodala would help them. Plus,
okay.
I think San Antonio, they're going to make another move. If they get Iguodala, it's a good move. If they can get another, you know, they need another player. We don't know how bad Parker is. Maybe they go after a point guard, you know, and maybe make Parker backup. I don't think they'll trade him just because they might be honorable. But then again, it's business, so Parker might get traded.
That's a possibility, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Iguodala go to San Antonio. We also don't know how much money he's asking for.
Right. This is true. Well, you might have convinced me. You know, you just may have convinced me. I'm still up in the air about it. I'm not gonna lie. But you just might have convinced me. I can respect that. Now let's move on a little bit and discuss some of these numbers. John Wall supposedly will be getting supposedly 4 years, damn near $170 million.
Supermax deal.
Supermax.
From Washington.
4 years and almost $170 million.
$170 million of them things.
That averages out more than $40 million in excess of $40 million per year average.
Damn, are we in the wrong business, bro? We don't need to be talking. We should have been doing.
Exactly. That's insane. That's insane. And I love John Wall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But in excess of $40 million a year. This is ridiculous.
Hey,
this is getting way out of hand.
I saw a report that Stephen Curry's free agency is coming up. That he also could make $40 million a year.
Right. I heard he's going to be the first $200 million player.
Wow. Hey, basketball always had crazy money, but none as crazy as baseball. But listen, he's their superstar. He's the face. Him and Beal are the faces of their franchise. Gotta lock him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know
right.
He's gonna get a max deal. If he don't get it from them, he'll get it somewhere else. And I think
if they do it now,
you can lock his money up and then concentrate on the rest of the roster.
Mm.
You know.
Right. Yeah. I hear you. You know,
I'm going to let you speak. I wanted to add something to what we talked about with the Chris Paul going to Houston. Just came to me.
Okay.
I can speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that we didn't talk about how that affects Houston. Because
that's right. We surely didn't. I'm sorry.
You know, I don't like that mustache dude over there in Houston. Who's the head coach? I'm not feeling that guy.
Your boy.
I don't like Mike D'Antoni. I make no bones about it. He's overrated.
No, you surely don't.
He's a bum.
Mm-hmm.
My take on him is. Not failed. His teams are cute, real cute.
Mm-hmm.
score a lot of points. It's exciting. Go home second round.
Basically.
It happens like clockwork. But I guess he's going to take the ball out of Harden's hands, and it's going to be more in Chris Paul's hands. I'm waiting for Chris Paul to get mad because they don't play no type of defense. They were ranked 24th last year. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul plays good defense as a point guard. Harden plays none. Harden will play off the ball because he's done it before.
Okay.
He's still going to get his numbers. His points might take a slight dip, and his assists will take a dip. But I'm going to see how Chris Paul meshes with Mike D'Antoni.
Exactly.
He better call his boy. He should have called Carmelo, and Carmelo would have told you to scoop on this fool. Jamal Crawford's your teammate. You should have texted him. Yo, how did you feel playing for Mike D'Antoni? Best move was me coming here.
Exactly, brother. You know, exactly. I gotta tell you, I was kind of wondering about that myself when I first heard about this deal breaking. I said, how are these two gonna mesh? And it makes perfect sense because if you're gonna get a true point guard like a guy like Chris Paul, he has to have the ball. Period. End of story. Harden's gonna have to fall back and play off the ball, as you said. And that's just what it is. Okay, maybe Harden will give another press conference this upcoming preseason about how he needs to be more of a leader, and by being a leader, that includes by playing defense. Maybe, besides saying it, he'll actually mean it this year, which I highly doubt, of course. you know, because I do remember him having that press conference. Yeah, I'm going to get better on defense, and he praised the defensive coach of the team. I forgot the guy's name. But he threw a lot of praise and how it was good in practice and blah, 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 blah. And then we see the final result, 24th ranked defense. I don't know. I don't even think that they're done trying to make moves because the Knicks turned down a deal. It was supposed to be Ryan Anderson for Carmelo Anthony, and the Knicks turned that down. You have some. I hear you grumbling in the background. You must have something to say about that.
I would have hung the phone on they stupid asses. Morley, what'd you say? Carmelo for who? Now, don't get me wrong. I like Ryan Anderson. I think he's one of the better stretch fours out there, and he rebounds okay. Doesn't really play. He's not a great defender. He plays decent team defense. But that's Al B. Shore night and day.
Damn.
Him and Carmelo. You know, even a diminished Carmelo who's, you know, like at the back of his prime, I wouldn't trade him for Ryan Anderson. That's those you know, when I do fantasy basketball or fantasy football, there's been times where I've had really good teams when I do fantasy basketball football, I don't make a lot of trades. I pick up a lot of stuff on the waiver wire, but I don't make a lot of trades. And dudes be coming at you with craziness, and that's Houston coming at them with some foolishness. But like our brother Sandro said in our group, the Knicks are known for making stupid moves like that because you know, how many times have the Knicks been hosed?
Plenty.
Yeah.
That's
some hosiery right there.
Yeah.
Would you make that deal?
Yeah. Oh, hell no. And if I did, I was like, well, y'all used to making deals like this anyway. You understand? So this is business as usual for you guys.
Only way I would make that deal is they give me a first round pick to go with Ryan Anderson.
That's it. But other than that, negative.
Their numbers don't match up. They have to give us
exactly.
They have to give us a player, a draft pick, and you know, they have to give us Ryan Anderson, another player, and a draft pick. Because Ryan isn't making as much as Carmelo. Somebody was smoking in that deal.
Yeah, exactly. It was like you said, your boy Daryl Morey was definitely hitting that pipe. You understand what he, when he approached the Knicks about that one. I'm like, get out of here.
He said, hey, James.
Mm-hmm. He knew just where to go. He knew just where to go. That's what's so sad.
I know you guys are trying to move Carmelo.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you Ryan Anderson. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, that's hilarious.
I'd have hung that phone up real quick.
For real. Well, let's get it. Let's move on, shall we?
Yes,
let's get into this before we end the show. You got to save the best for last, of course.
Oh yeah.
Here was the chance for people to voice their opinions tonight on the show, and you know, I guess it's Friday night and people hanging out, whatever the case may be, and that's fine.
Sometimes.
But you blew your chance. You blew your chance.
Yeah.
We're gonna get into it. James Dolan, the Knicks owner, fired Phil Jackson in the midst of the three-ring circus between Phil and the organization's top two players, that being Kristaps Porzingis and, of course, Carmelo Anthony. What is the deal with that?
Can I have a couple of minutes?
Please.
Not even minutes, seconds.
No. Whatever. Knock yourself out.
Okay. First of all, Phil Jackson.
Hands are tied now. You shut me down. No, listen to me. You're IA. That's why I came to you. You can do whatever you want. Remember you came to me and said, you want to be a cop? I'm being a cop now. I'm here. I
offered
you
a
for
chance.
Some help. I need to do something. I need to do this for
listen
myself.
To me, you the fuck. I offered you a chance when we could have done something. I offered you a chance to be a cop, and you blew it. You blew it.
Yeah. They offered you a chance to be GM, to be the president. You fucking blew it.
Yeah.
Got another one.
Well,
got another one. Okay. I got another one. Hold on.
Okay.
Knicks fans. We wanted you to come out and join us. We had something. We had a protest. Any of you mofos protest now? Max 611 will not be there.
No. Absolutely.
I'm not covering that BS. You know why? You know why? Because you mofos just, and you're so hopeful. Bop. you people don't get it. Y'all never ever gonna get it. If you're gonna, you know, y'all had to protest the last time, and as it's been noted on this show, the Knicks are the tax write-offs. James Dolan does not care about you guys. He doesn't care about your feelings. He does not care about winning. Therefore, I foresee another big name coming. I see it. If you're going to protest, you can't cave. We were there with you, protesting. Up went on the billboard, Phil Jackson, named Nick President. Everybody stopped. It became in Phil we trust, in Phil we trust, in Phil we trust. And they caught me too. They caught me too. I admit it.
Oh,
but thanks
same
to here. my brothers, Mr. Holipsism, our former co-host, the evil one, Cyclonus Walker. They both said Bill was a smokescreen. It wasn't going to work, and they were right. I give them their props on that. They opened my eyes, and like I said, Knicks fans will cave at the next big name. You keep saying you're going to protest. You'll protest. If you're going to protest, protest the proper way. No matter what James Dolan does, no matter who he gets to be the new president or GM, don't go to the game. Stop watching on TV. Stop wearing Knicks gear. Stop buying Knicks gear. And then there will be a positive change. Get out, my brother.
Yo. Okay. Where do I begin? The first thing I want to do is, I gotta flame these people. Well, maybe not people, maybe more singular person.
Okay.
This one guy, he irritated the hell out of me when we scheduled a protest with the Knicks and the owner. You know what I'm talking about. I won't mention names, but if he listens, he knows what I'm talking about. We went to this other after we gave him a platform. Many platforms. One was ours. You know, we were gracious enough to have him and his people on the show and show support for his stand, for his group stand and their protest. We was out there front and center. And then, of course, you know, everybody was happy about the signing of Phil.
Right.
And then we see how it started to get sour. We started seeing it for what it was. It was a smoke screen. That's just what it was. You know, to quell the fan base. You know, because it was hot at the Garden at that time. People were hot. And what they did was they put a plan together. All Phil Jackson did was come here and collect $15 million per season for 3 seasons. That's all he did. He didn't do anything else. Nothing. Okay? Now, us seeing this, we said, hey, we need to make another protest out here and make people aware and get them on board with not supporting this team and filling the coffers of an already rich owner named James Dolan. Okay? Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Buying merchandise. Stop going to the games. Unsubscribe to Cablevision if you have it. Okay? Take the MSG off your any other cable provider off your programming.
Mm-hmm.
See, they would notice that. You understand? Management, James, they would notice that. But people chose not to show up. People chose not to report. People spoke out against us. And then to turn around after Phil Jackson gets fired, now you guys want to protest. Really? I wish they would. I wish they would, because I'm going, but I'm going with my own agenda. I'm going to embarrass the shit out of them. Straight real. The nerve. After we try to tell you, but yet you were so caught up in your love and your feelings for your beloved New York Knickerbockers that it blinded you to see what was painfully obvious and truthful about this organization. Do you understand? Let me drop a little more knowledge on you, Mac. When Phil Jackson signed with the New York Knicks, it was with the express intent that James Dolan does not interfere.
Right.
Correct? That was made huge. That was a huge focal point in negotiations. Okay.
Right.
So we see how that turned out. Okay? Phil gets fired or mutual agree to leave, whatever. However you want to spin it. Okay? He's no longer part of the organization. Let me ask knowledgeable Knicks fans the following. Before Phil, I think the owner used to butt in and meddle with a sport he knows nothing about.
Yeah.
We have officially, in case you didn't know, we have officially returned to that era. How do you think it's going to work for you? Don't worry, I'll wait. Huh? How do you think it's going to work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I see we got a caller with a hand up. I really am interested in what this brother has to say, because he always brings a different type of philosophy. So let's bring him in. 3450, welcome to the paint. Please introduce yourself. Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Brooklyn. What's going on? Cowboys all.
What's going on? Yeah, what's up, B? How you doing?
I'm good. I missed the last couple of shows. I hope y'all can hear me. I'm in the locker room. I'm in the locker room.
Okay.
So it's all good, but you support, so that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing the venom. And with wow, where my brother Chad at? Sometimes I need him to go hard, so we could really get in there. At the end of the day, is this: we are New Yorkers, and we as much as like y'all, we the zombies, and I get with the brother also saying, and the brother, y'all hit me to a lot of joints. That again, it's a hard pill to swallow. But at the end of the day, when you're a competitor and you've been around the world and and you want something, you need something to take that edge off. No, you don't want to, but you find yourself right now. In order to get anything quality or with HD and all of that, it's easier said than done. That's the end of the day. What I'm gonna say to that, because you know, real life happens. Let me finish, bro. I know you want to go hard, but again, I get it. Y'all hit me to it. Sometimes I want to slip my wrist and jump head first because but unless we got to come to, because you go too hard sometimes. I think sometimes your joint is unrealistic. As hard as you go, bro.
But I
hear what you. I hear you. I'm feeling your passion, but you go too hard to the extent that it becomes unrealistic. Because what do we do? Let's just say in a perfect world, right? In a perfect world. We get James Dolan out and yada yada yada, and he doesn't.
Okay.
He's a Jerry Jones on the low.
Mm-hmm. He's worse.
Without all the fiascos of making a profit. But you're in the most major market city out there. You're in the biggest major market, one of the outside of Chicago and LA, and. What do we do? We call this the Mecca, and it hasn't been that in a long, long time.
That's right.
And I agree with some of the things you're saying, but there is a but, is that I think that we have to you have to bring it down to make it more realistic to where people will. Join in on your protest, because I'm all about that. I heard you. I'm with you on that, because James Dolan, I wish he would leave, but you can't make him sell, because he's not going to do anything asinine like say something racist or caught up in some type of scandal. He's not going to do that.
Right.
But so we have to figure out a means to because if we still coming and we still supporting. You have a different entity coming out, and you know, we just want to win. So now we got one of the chances out. We got Phil out, because again, like I said, he was a walking dead. And as you made the statement earlier, that he came here with the intent of coming in to do it his way, and Dolan, I believe Dolan shut that down, because that was one of the, again, as you said, that was one of the. The key points to let him run the team the way he fit without any interference.
Right.
But, at the end of the day, when the man is cutting the check, cannot really tell him how to do his job. And until he do something, again, I want him out. I'm tired of him. I wish I could go and do something to fantastic. I don't want to put that over the airways, but
nah.
Get them out of here. But
yeah.
The moral of the story is that what do we do? Because
okay.
Isaiah tried. Again, we go before Isaiah. Yeah.
But Jamal, he had to get rid of Phil now because Phil want to trade Carmelo, but you're not trying to get nothing back for him. And if you cut him, all his moves are just messed up. You trying to trade KP?
Right, of all things.
And I got to side with Dolan on this one, you know.
You
I don't
know
like
why?
Dolan
because
at all.
You know why he's not stupid, simple, nor slow. I got a marquee player here. I'm not gonna go back to the 2 years prior to having a marquee player. He's filling seats.
Right.
Again,
Dolan
the smoke and mirrors that we're talking about is what as long as Melo is still profitable, I want him on my team. Because
I'm
not gonna
Melo.
Do nothing else.
In fact, Dolan likes Melo,
right.
So
But now we're talking about number five, the guard. He want to trade him. He's not bringing back. He want to talk about trading KP. Jackson talking about some motherfuckery about him that he felt Melo was undermining him, sabotaging. How does a player sabotage a general manager in any form or fashion? Because he disagreed with the type of system that was ran. That's you and the coach. He's a player.
Yeah.
How is he undermining? Again, and this is the stuff that I'm reading. This is bananas to me that, you know, that he spoke to KP because Porzingis, for whatever reason, for lack of a better the conversation, he wanted to run the triangle offense, and Melo don't want to run it. Again,
the whole team
doesn't
want to run the triangle, not just Melo. And everything.
Well, obviously, but they said KP was in on it because he a player. He played. Coach got an offense. You run the offense. That's it.
Well, KP I think KP was being politically correct and wanted to show support to management as well as the coaching staff. And he said, you know. Yeah, I wanna play in the triangle. We know he didn't want to play in that shit, and nobody else on the team wants to play in that. But all New Yorkers who aren't knowledgeable, they want to sit there, and it's easy to blame Carmelo for everything. And I've been flaming dudes on Twitter for the past couple of weeks. I'm like, so Carmelo's playing with Travis Weir. He ain't even in the league no more.
Basically,
he's playing with old ass what's my man dude from Toronto, the point guard, Spanish guy from Spain.
Calderon.
I like Calderon, but come on, bro.
He's slow. He can't guard a shot.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, hold on for a second. I wanna kind of talk to Jay for a second.
Sure.
You said I was being unrealistic. How am I being unrealistic? Here's the thing, and I say this all the time, not only on the show, but just in life in general. The truth is ugly. No one wants to accept the ugly truth.
Right.
No one wants to swallow that bitter pill. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? You think I like saying this? I really don't. I wish I was a Knicks fan, but I'm not, because I can't go on with the BS that goes on in that organization. It's unfathomable.
Okay.
Hold on. It's unfathomable to me that Knicks fans are just so damn loyal, because my thing is, how could you be loyal to to the owner of a team that is so disrespectful towards you, the fans? It's amazing to me.
Right. Can I add on? Add on one thing, Jay, before you speak. I tweeted either yesterday or today. I said,
I don't do Twitter, so I can't see.
Okay, well,
but anyways,
this is what I said. This is what I said, and it goes to my Facebook page, so you might be able to check it. Knicks fans are in a Romeo Pimp whole relationship with James Dolan.
Right.
He's a Romeo Pimp. what he's going to do, he's going to smooth talk you with some big names.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get he got Phil Jackson. Okay.
Yeah.
And we calm down. So he's gonna pick a guy who's competent at his job. I did like the rumor I heard that they were trying to get the guy from Toronto. He's a good GM.
That's not happening.
Right. I wouldn't mind the dude that got let go from Cleveland, Griffin. He's a decent GM. What I don't want to hear, Knicks fans are so, they want Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson has never been a GM. He's a coach.
That's what you're hearing, that they want him to come coach the team, not to be a GM, but go ahead.
I wouldn't mind that. He could come coach, but we just fall for the we get Romeo pimped every time by James Dolan.
Mm-hmm.
A big name is coming, I guarantee it.
No, we
can make a gentleman
can I
bet.
I'll take you for
a drink, Jamal, because I know they're gonna get a big name. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
Well, not a big name. They're gonna do something again to throw a pacifier in our mouth. But to answer the other question, what we have to understand is that, again, life goes on. Now,
right.
Everybody knows you got to pay for TV now, because you really can't just watch TV anymore. You got to either go buy a digital output antenna and or go to Fios, Siacom, or Spectrum, or cable. So with that being said, either way you look at it, in some degree, you're going to support him anyway. So you go out there, like you said, again, let me, all those who are in the market in certain parts of Brooklyn, I live in Brooklyn or the Bronx,
okay.
you cable vision is your only option. So you're not going to go out there and cut your nose and spite your face. I mean, you can't ask them to take MSG off. That's unrealistic. Yes, you can. That's for those who again, I'm not doing it. So that's the end of that. But the moral of the story is because again, at least I'm trying to leave out some hope, and that's what it is. It's, again, that's why we're gonna get pacified by the next dummy move. That
exactly.
They're bringing out. I'm quite sure he's gonna bring in another puppet
to
facilitate his next fuckery that's gonna try to throw wool over our eyes and throw a burlap bag. And we're gonna
drop this one on you. Let me drop this one on you. I was reading a notification on my phone. I think it was from The Score, if I'm not mistaken, and it said that Steve Mills wants to throw his hat in the ring to be president of the New York Knicks.
He was a GM before. His dumb ass got fired. We don't need to see that again.
I bet you will.
Anytime we're talking about bringing, anytime Calipari is trying to throw his hat in the joint, we know what's some fuckery going on.
Mm-hmm.
Big name. Didn't I say big name?
You know, that's right. So, again, you preaching to the choir. I hear you, and that's why my attendance and or watching of the Knicks has demised to some degree. But I'm still a fan of the game. So with that being said, when San Antonio or now Houston or the Clippers or Golden State, they come to New York, you are intrigued to go out there and to peek at it. Because you want to see. You're a fan of the game.
I'm not like you. You know what? No. It's not even a case of that. It's not a case of that. No. You know what I was about to say to Jay, Mark? In fact, I can respect that. I respect his opinion and what he's going to do. Because you want to see other teams and their talent, what they, you know, how they play, whatnot, and you get to see them at the Garden. Okay, I can kind of respect that. I get that. you know, I'm not going to be a total dick about it. I can get that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying overall, man, the support needs to slow down. You know what I'm saying? Because
overall,
guy,
I want to blow the fucking joint up. But
listen, y'all know how I feel about D'Antoni. Remember, remember when D'Antoni first became the coach and they were getting rid of bad contracts, and when Chris Duhon was the starting point guard, I stopped watching the Knicks. I was like, nah, I ain't watching this. They're going to lose anyway.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm with D'Antoni and Chris Duhon.
Exactly. Come on. That made no sense, man.
But that's not up
sense.
To him, though. That wasn't up to him. Again, I mean, D'Antoni was his own jerk for his own.
For sure.
All a coach could do, he could make a suggestion. The GM and management, upper management, go out there and put the players in front of him. All he could do is coach was given to him. So with that being said, again, I don't want to sound like a defender of D'Antoni because I didn't like him. I don't like him.
Yeah.
Didn't like him in Denver. So I don't want to even spew no thing to blow him up about anything because I don't like him as a coach, period.
I heard that.
So what I will say is, again, as a fan, of basketball, as a former player, and again, and still a fan of the Knicks. Again, like I said, I took my doses down. Brother R told me, you know what I mean, but it's small doses, but I still need to fix
working
now
on
and then. It'd be calling me. So
we got to work on him.
I got to get a fix. You know what I mean? I just cannot go out there. You know what I mean? Because The only other team, man, is and what's helped me through it is what's going on in Brooklyn.
There you go.
The Knicks.
Right.
And you know what I mean? I rep them, not really understanding what the fuck I'm doing, but again, it gives you some alternative because they doing some fuckery over there too that I don't understand either. But it gives you an alternative. But, you know, the biggest grand scheme of things is still, we're in the Mecca, man, you know what I mean? But I just can't give up. Y'all brothers is better than me. I can't do it cold turkey like y'all, so I'm sorry. I just can't get behind that one.
Listen, let me say this before it might have to be just you and Mac 611, Jacob. I got to break out real quick because I got to wake up very early. But I see you got a call out there. Last word, this is 8655. If you care to join the discussion, please hit one on your dial pad, your phone's dial pad, the Max 611 to bring you in. And, I'll just throw that out there. But, yeah, if y'all do, Jay, listen, man. Brother, they put their hands up. Okay, so we're going to let this person come in. Okay.
So I was just saying, Bernard, that's Avery. I'm just listening to you guys.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
What's up, sis?
Well,
how you doing?
Good. Mm-hmm. Got my man Jay on the line as well. But I'm going to tell you right now, Knicks fans, Jay, listen, brother, I respect you, and I always love when you come on and give your opinion and your perspective. But I got to tell you, man, I got to stick with mine, man. I can't stop this fight. I can't. I won't. I just won't. You know, I'm very hard-headed, man.
Just be clear. Like I said, I got your back. I'm just a little. I'm not on your back. I got your back. Some of it. I'm just kind of back there. You know, I'm lurking. When the haymakers come, I'm running the game. But right now. You the lead dog on that one because I just can't do it right there.
Listen, Phil Jackson made horrendous moves. First starting hiring Derek Fisher as a head coach and Derek never coached. Then, you know, Derek started coaching not too bad and then you forced him to run the triangle when he didn't want to and then you fire him. And then you try to force us Kurt Rambis, who can't coach at all. And
Then
you sign Hornacek, and then you also force that guy
him
to run the triangle, and the team is looking at it. You dry coaching is horrible. You dry coached, and you made Hornacek look bad to the team. And I know a lot of the players lost respect for him. And I'm not a Hornacek super fan. I think he's okay. He's average, but you didn't let him do anything with that roster and let him be his own man. I have a problem with that, Phil. Phil
right.
would never allow a GM to do that to him, and you did it to that man.
Right. And on that note, I'll say again, I appreciate the platform. Again, I just got to step back from that one. Again, I get in the game, you know what I mean? I put my
right.
hand up, I come in, but that fight
right.
I can't do. Cause...
Okay, we got some other moves that happened tonight. Paul George got traded to OKC for Oladipo. What are you and Bernadette's thoughts?
Wow. That's a big move for them. But at the same time, is he gonna play defense out there?
Well,
because again, the moral of the story is this: it's still this. Does Westbrook want a Robin or a Batman? Because again, I say it all the time: he don't want to share the spotlight.
I agree with you on that, because Paul George, he also won the spotlight.
So with that being said, you brought a name out there, and again, is that to pacify the constituents out there? Because again, y'all have to. I don't have to say nothing. The proof is in the pudding. Just watch the footage. You got the best scorer in the game, and for 7 minutes he don't touch the ball. How is
right.
that possible?
Right.
Y'all up 3-1. Y'all going into the fourth quarter. Y'all up seven, eight, and the first 7 minutes of the quarter, the best scorer don't touch the ball. Or you go down there and you watch. KG go up there. He'll hit two shots in a row, and the next three times down he don't touch the rack. Again, like I said, y'all can tell me a lot of things, but I know hateration when I see it. You know what I mean? I know a selfish player when I see it, because there's no way you could tell me that you're supposed to feed him until his – come on, Mark. You're supposed
till his
to,
arm
you're
get
supposed
hurt.
To feed him
until he passes
until
it
I,
out.
Until that young man say, till I, no, no more. Go somewhere else. Let me get a breather. But
yep.
he come down and he put it up, and you could watch it. It's almost like I had ESP that day. KG cut, put it up, chuck it up two times, guaranteed that third time down. Westbrook finally. Westbrook
yep.
not giving that ball back. He going to the cup, and he finding some way to do something. So, again, do he want to share it? Is he about winning, or is he about his numbers? So,
I don't think it's going to work, because Paul George, remember, he thinks he should take the last shot also.
And he's not
that,
good at taking the last shot.
Exactly. And so does Westbrook. So I don't know how both of them going to take the last shot.
Well,
Westbrook was only passing because he got people that can't play.
Right.
When
well,
he had the star in KG, he never passed it.
Yep. The coach has to set that precedent. He got to set that in training camp.
You know how that go, Mark. You know how that goes.
In camp, but that banded
his day
when they
got
on the court.
Right. The ball is in play.
The coach, Westbrook don't pass. Is he going to sit him on the bench next to him? No.
No.
Exactly.
I don't think Billy Donovan's that guy to tell Westbrook no.
Not when you not look at what you got behind them. Nah, you ain't doing that. I mean, you
right.
got to put out there. You got to put out. You can't, and you can't sit them down, because you know you will get blowed out the gym. after that. Because, again, what's behind him? So what do you do? You know?
Well, Westbrook has to realize at some point, one, you don't need to go 159 miles an hour. Slow it down a bit and play with your team. And Paul George has to realize he's not LeBron James, and stop trying to be like LeBron in the sense that you want to take the last shot, but really you should be Robin to someone's Batman, because that's the way your game is made.
But is he going to re-sign with them? Because remember, he's
that's
the last.
That's who. He's in his create. He can walk. We're going to see. If they don't mesh, he's going to walk. Bernadette, you think he'll go to L.A. then if it doesn't work?
But that's where he really wants to be. He wants to be home. He said that. That's why I'm like, is he going to – they traded. Is he going to re-sign with them? Did they get that promise before they traded?
Right. Well, Indiana had to do what they needed to do and get something back for him or risk him leaving and them not getting anything. So
why would OKC give up? I mean, Oladipo is still young. Maybe he can develop into a little something. But I don't get nothing for him. I don't know. If he doesn't sign with them, they end up getting absolutely nothing.
Yep.
Well, I think they banking on the fact that they can make it work, and the fact that he's got a winning culture out there that they have a chance. Again, at the end of the day, I still believe that you know you want to go to a place where you can compete. And on a scale, OKC and Indiana was pretty much similar in the stance of statistics about where they fell in at in the East and West Conference. OKC is still a playoff team, and so is Indiana. So you got to weigh it out. And if you put some
Indiana is only
them,
a playoff team in the East.
Again,
never will be a playoff.
Saying the same thing I said. That's what I'm saying. So you go to OKC, you'll get some competition, but you won't be a five seed, so you'll be a seven seed, or eight seed, depending on what you got.
If you even get there.
Well, you know, I just think that I don't think he, although he said it, because if that's where you wanted to be at, you'll go there, because I think you'll put some feelers out. Do you want to play with the Clippers or the Lakers? Who do you want to play for? I mean,
well, he couldn't do
nothing
until after midnight, and it looks like Indiana jumped the gun and traded him before midnight.
But you could have put feelers out there to let it be known that that's where you wanted to go.
He pretty much did, but Indiana was still holding the card because he doesn't, unlike Melo, he doesn't have a no-trade clause. So they can pretty much do what they wanted with him before midnight, which is pretty much what they did.
Again, if you're a player and you do like you know, take it to another, like, yo, if you send me there and they trade for me, understand, I'm not signing back with them. So they're wasting a pick. So they're getting nothing back from me. So if that's really what you're standing on, you could muck up the whole scenario. Yo, listen. I want to go where I want to go. Either send me there, or whoever you send me to, make sure that they understand that I'm not signing back. Period.
Well, that's
what
I'm saying. Did he say he would re-sign with them? No, I haven't seen anything where it said he was going
to
re-sign.
No, but the young lady said that that's where he wanted to go. If that's true, if that's the true fact, then you could have put that and made that come into motion right now.
Yeah, but he wants to go with L.A. As far as I know, he always said he wanted to go home.
Again, if you wanted to go home, again, okay. I'm saying the same thing, kind of, is that if that's where you wanted to go, so you're saying that OKC just wasted, gave up a valuable piece in whatever his name is, to go there to rent him?
Yeah, pretty much, because I think Indiana jumped the gun thinking that they maybe he will resign, but maybe Paul George is determined to go to L.A., and L.A. Magic is not going to give up anything when he knows this is going to be a free agent. And if he really wants to come home, he'll wait it out. Magic is not.
I would.
Yeah, Magic is not going to do a Phil Jackson and give up his young talent. That's what they did with Melo. They could have waited for Melo. If he really wanted to come to New York, wait it out. Let him be a free agent and come to New York.
Well, that was the
that was
the
a whole other thing. Yeah, that was a whole other thing with that. And whether people want to admit it or not, his wife had a hand in that.
Probably
she
did.
She did. That's why they had a falling out between Chauncey Billups' wife and Lala, because Lala said she couldn't make no moves in Denver. There was nothing there for her to do anything. She said she had to go to a major market. That's why the conversation with Melo was he was going to Chicago, L.A., or New York, because that's where she needed to be at in order for her to thrive. She had to leave Denver.
That's fair enough, but at the same time, New York didn't have to give up the kitchen sink to get him either.
Mm-hmm.
If he really want to come here, I would have sat and waited out.
Sound good.
And I think that's what Magic is doing in this case. Magic, I'm quite sure they made him offer. Magic is like, I got some young talent here. I'm not going to give it up.
So why give up Russell? Why give up Russell and whoever else they gave up to come to Brooklyn?
Well, because they drafted LeBron. Because they drafted
exactly.
Ball.
They drafted point guard. You don't need
way, right?
What was that?
They already
that was young talent, right?
Yeah.
But they play the same position, so
the exact same position. So I might as well get rid of one.
And they got back Brook Lopez.
I mean,
they got a big body.
Oh, he can do a hell of a lot more, but he can score the ball.
Yeah.
Plus, Magic.
Now he developed a jump shot.
Magic is not finished. I'm quite sure he's not finished. He needs some veterans in there now.
I agree with you.
Which is what Philly needs to do. They need some veterans to mix with those young guys they have.
Yeah, I don't know what Philly, they need some time to cook that meal. They got the ingredients.
Yeah, but you need to mix it up with some veterans who's going to help these young guys understand the league a little better, because these young guys are just all over the place because they don't know what they're doing.
And they injury prone.
Yep.
Philly's last two draft picks, all eight draft picks.
Didn't play the first, like the last three draft picks didn't play their first year. Now, Habib went and get hurt again. I was like, Lord. But that also has to do with the trainers. I mean, do they have top-notch trainers?
I don't know. They might have the Mets trainers. They get hurt. Y'all know Rajon Rondo got cut by the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, he got waived. I didn't quite understand that move, but hey.
Well, he's a head case. And
yeah,
now he is a journeyman.
Yeah, but you could have tried and get something for him. I mean, in the playoff, he showed them what he's capable of doing.
So,
get something for him.
Guess his time is up. But I, what do y'all think about the Jimmy Butler trade?
I think they shot themselves in the foot with that one.
Why, Jay?
I think they overreached with that one. Minnesota. What the fuck is up there for him? They just gave him up.
I agree with that. They gave him up, but they didn't really get that he's worth. But hey, Chicago must know what they're doing. I don't know.
Just to get rid of him, just to say you got rid of him.
But why you want to get rid of him so bad? I mean, what, he spoke his mind,
right,
really?
What's really going on up there? Because that makes you wonder, like, really, what's going on in Chicago that you give him up? And now, from what I'm hearing on the grapevine or what I'm reading, you put your your eggs all in Dwayne Wade? That's what you're doing?
No, they can't be doing
that. They had no choice in that matter. Dwayne Wade opted in for the $26 million he gonna make this year.
Yeah, because he know ain't nobody else gonna pay him that kind of money.
So again, like I said, I don't know what they doing up there. So again, you got rid of Butler because you don't wanna pay him? Is that what they doing?
I don't know.
Is that what we doing now? I don't Your best player, literally, your best player, you gave him away for little to nothing.
And so young, too.
Just so you, for a duel with bad wheels?
Wait a minute. Dude who cool best is behind him.
Hey.
No,
so
I don't
you
know.
Just went out there for a name. So now you're doing a Nick move.
Okay. Oh, please.
Well, Chicago is another big market team. They the third most profitable team in the NBA. They the number one team in selling merchandise. So they don't care either.
I don't get that. Send them to Minnesota. Wow.
Minnesota got players.
Yeah, it's good for Minnesota. It's a good move for Minnesota, not for Chicago. They got some nice young guys on there.
He wanted to play for Tibbs.
Yeah, and he always liked Tibbs. Listen, look what we got, Noah. Rose, all broken down. Top of that, Noah got suspended. It's like, I can't. I won't be watching football or basketball. No, I just won't be watching the Knicks.
Sound good.
Ricky Rubio got traded from Minnesota to Utah. And Gordon Hayward is leaving Utah. He opted out. He's a free agent. John Wall about to get $170 million from Washington.
Paid.
He just...
I saw that. I was like, wow.
R said that averages out to about $40 million a year.
Yeah, he's about to get paid. Well, he's still being underpaid when you figure what what's his name is getting in. What you gonna call it? Guy name again?
Who? Michael Conley Jr.
Yes. He's still making the most of the point guard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they ain't won nothing yet.
Yep.
Wait to see what Curry's going to sign for.
Over $40 million as well.
I was like, these bunny is crazy.
I'm mad at my father. That,
I know, I saw that post.
I'm still mad at him because he's like 6'5". And I'm only 5'7". He didn't give me what he was supposed to give me. You could have gave me some height, man.
Just a little bit, right? And Blake Griffin is about to get paid, too.
Yeah.
$173 million for 5 years from the Clippers. Well, they had to keep one of them. They couldn't let both of them go.
And they're going to trade his boy. They're going to trade DeAndre Jordan.
Jordan.
Listen, man. You've been in the league this long and ain't improved no aspect of your game.
Nope.
That's no big loss.
it would have been because he helped them out. He helped them out.
Listen.
But with CP3 gone, his game is useless over
him
there.
Is going
too. They don't. Yeah, they
got
don't,
no alley-oop. That's all he can do.
Right. So Chris Paul gone, so that he becomes expendable.
Yeah, because you figure 7 foot, you've been in the league, this is his 7th or 8th year, and you ain't went somewhere in the off season and try to work on a low post game? Come on.
I told him to give me a call. I could help him with the foul shooting. I'm a lefty.
Listen, if you can't shoot foul, at least develop some kind of low post game. Anything would have been better than what he's doing. Nothing.
Nothing. He ain't even got a drop step.
Nope.
And I could teach him that too.
Listen, he need to go into off-season, hire Akeem, work with him for a couple of months, and develop something.
Yeah.
Well, he's what, 28 years old? He's not going to develop anything at this point.
If he really want to, yes, he can. It's all
in
the mind.
I agree with you. I don't know what these guys who lack certain things, I want to know what they do in the summertime besides chasing models and Instagram women.
Not a damn thing. They don't work on the game. Like, that's why the older guys always got to get improved as their years went on. Look at Magic. Magic couldn't shoot a lick when he went into the league.
Mm-hmm. Karl Malone couldn't hit foul shots.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't have that good a post-up game. But by the time he got going in that league, shit, you couldn't stop him in the post. I work at your crap in the off season. These guys getting paid even more money, and they don't care.
Yep. Yep. I tell y'all, I play every week with the same guys. There's a guy that I play with. He is a scorer. He's a decent shooter. Why are you trying to play point guard, man? And dribbling up the court with your head down.
That's not a point guard. Not if his head is down.
And then he want to tell somebody, this is one game. He happened to be on my team that night. It was a close game. He gets the ball. All he had to do was throw the ball up the court. Me and this other guy were open for a layup. Give it to either one of us. He dribbled the ball up the court. Took a fucked up shot, missed, and we lost. So I'm asking, yo, me and the other guy, we both asked, you didn't see us? We were open. He said, well, I didn't touch the ball the last four possessions. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, he's not a point guard.
So then he goes, you going to shoot the play? I'm like, nah, I'm going to sit this one out because I'm not playing with you no more tonight. I pay money to play ball, so I expect to at least win one game. And then there's another guy. He's another dude. He want to take the ball and do Russell Westbrook and take 1-on-4 shots. And all kind of craziness. He pushed me so he could be the point guard. The guy's about to inbound the ball to me, and he pushed me out the way. I looked at him. I'm like, yo, I'm not playing with you no more. Y'all got anything else? Any more basketball news we want to discuss?
And we're waiting until the craziness start after midnight.
I think Iguodala, Bernadette, you say he not. I think he's going to sign with San Antonio.
Nah, I don't think he's going to leave Golden State. He got it too easy. He don't have to play a bunch of minutes. He just got to come in and give him a solid 10 minutes a game, and
well,
he's good.
He won his two rings. I think he's still fairly serviceable. He can start for anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
He likes the atmosphere. Sometime at that age, you want to be happy where you at. And I think he's happy where he's at. He likes to kick each other and everything. He's got money. He's not one of those that buys 50 million cars.
Well, going to San Antonio isn't like him
going
to Sacramento. You know, if he went to San Antonio, he's still going to an upper echelon team.
Yeah, but they're not Golden State. Right now, Golden State is on the planet by themselves.
They aren't, but it's San Antonio. You know you're not losing.
Well, true.
You going to play with Popovich?
Well, Durant already said he'll take less money so they can keep the core guy. So that's why I say he ain't going nowhere.
Plus, we don't know what – I don't know how much Iguodala's trying to make. He might be trying to get paid a little bit more.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't think he's even.
Right. Right.
In this part of his career, he's been in Golden about 8 years.
You want me to?
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. So I thank y'all for tuning in. I'm going to call it a night.
I said, do you want me to take you to your house?
And I'm going
to
see y'all on Facebook because I'm waiting for midnight to see what craziness pops off.
Yep.
So this has been another great edition of In the Paint, the realest show in sports. The calling number is 347-426-3634. I want to thank Bernadette and Jay for calling in. I had to go because he got to go to work tomorrow. So, you know, he had to take his old behind the bed.
Yeah, I got to go to work tomorrow too. But I haven't been on here in a while because I've been bowling.
I know.
Since I was off night.
You know what? You gotta. You and Reggie gotta. Y'all gotta call me because we got a camera. I wanna see y'all bowling and film that.
So, okay. Talk to Reg.
Right. All right. All right. So everybody have a blessed night. My man Crayon is gonna take us out, and we're gonna come back Monday.
All right.
All right. Peace.
Yeah. Yo, my man Max 611s, mine's like a weapon. Big brother R, off the new bubbles in R. New York, we walk the walk and we talk the talk. Got some serious sports fans who walk from the heart. Sophisticated talk for your modern day fan. Your number one resource for your fantasy draft. The illest sports show, all you cats got to know. Already we the greatest, imitators got to go. We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to shake the stage to the heroes out of space. Where opinions are expressed with rugged intellect. Put it down to represent for the team we love the best. The Knicks, the Giants, the Yankees, the Mets, the Johnnies, the Orangemen, the Huskies, the Jets. And yes, the Islanders, the Devils, and Rangers. And the East is in the house, oh my God, danger.
We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to start the convo that'll keep you up to date. Yeah, we in the paint, got the game on smash. Put the whole sports world on blast. We in the paint, getting high cause we turn it up a notch. On the streets with the realest sports talk. We in the paint, meet me at Centerfield tonight. Keep it real, nothing sweet, nothing nice. We in the paint.
In the paint, the realest show in sports. Every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The call-in number is 347-426-3634. Starring Mark Cunningham as Max at 11 and Rodney Jones as Big Brother R.